This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksie Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why self-awareness is the foundation of emotional intelligence. The one skill that makes every other emotional skill actually work. In short, self-awareness is not reflection for its own sake. It is the ability to notice your emotional state as it is happening. Understand what is driving it, and choose your next move rather than being driven by it. Every other emotional skill you want to build depends on this one first. Without it, you act before you think and really understand why. With it, you can regulate your emotions, read others more clearly, and communicate with real intention. It is not a personality trait. It is a skill, and you can practice it. Definition: emotional intelligence. Self-awareness is the capacity to recognize your own emotions, impulses, and patterns in real time, understand what is driving them, and see how they are shaping your behavior toward others. It is the foundation on which every other aspect of emotional intelligence is built. I've sat across from some genuinely talented people who could not figure out why their relationships kept breaking down. They were sharp. They worked hard. They cared in their way. But every time a difficult conversation came their way, they went defensive, or cold, or they overtalked and steamrolled. And the pattern repeated, year after year, because they had no idea it was happening. Self-awareness in emotional intelligence is the ability to see yourself clearly enough to have a choice. Not perfect self-knowledge. Not constant navel-gazing. Just enough honesty about your own inner state to stop being its prisoner. What self-awareness actually means in practice. Most people have heard they should be more self-aware. Few have been told what that looks like on an ordinary Tuesday afternoon. Here is a real situation. A manager gets an email from a senior colleague that feels dismissive. Within seconds, she is composing a sharp reply in her head. Her jaw is tight. She fires off a short, clipped response and spends the rest of the afternoon stewing. By the time she gets home, she cannot tell you why she is irritable. She has no idea that the original email barely warranted a reaction, or that her response has now created a problem where there was none. That is the absence of self-awareness. Now run the same moment differently. She reads the email. She notices the tightness in her chest. She names it. I feel dismissed, and that is triggering something. She pauses. She recognizes the pattern because she has seen it before. She drafts a reply, reads it back, and rewrites two sentences. The problem never escalates. Self-awareness is not the absence of the feeling. It is the ability to see the feeling before it takes over. The cost of operating without it. When self-awareness is present, you can manage your emotional responses before they damage something. When it is absent, your emotions manage you, and neither you nor the people around you can predict what comes next. I have watched capable people derail their own careers not through lack of skill, but through a pattern they could not see in themselves. The colleague who always got defensive in performance reviews. The team lead whose frustration leaked into every difficult meeting, even when she believed she was holding it together. The manager who interrupted constantly, never realizing it, until people stopped bringing him their best ideas. Understanding what triggers your defensive reactions is directly connected to the quality of your relationships and your results. If you want to understand how triggered emotional responses escalate conflict, the article What is the Amygdala Hijack? And how does it escalate workplace tension in high-pressure moments shows exactly what happens inside you when awareness breaks down. The real cost of poor self-awareness is not one bad conversation. It is the slow erosion of trust, the relationships that never quite recover, and the reputation built not on your best work, but on your worst moments. What it looks like when self-awareness is working. You cannot always see self-awareness from the outside, but the signs are there if you know where to look. A person with real self-awareness pauses before responding in high-stakes moments. They name their emotional state accurately, not distressed, but I feel disrespected, and I want to make that clear. They notice when a conversation is pulling them toward a defensive reaction, and they adjust their approach rather than doubling down. They can receive feedback without treating it as an attack, because they already have a fairly honest picture of their own strengths and gaps. When you have developed this skill, you also stop being surprised by your own patterns. You know your triggers. You know which type of colleague or which type of comment lands badly for you. That knowledge gives you a fraction of a second more to choose. And that fraction is everything. For teams, the effect compounds. When individual members each bring this kind of self-knowledge to a conversation, The whole group operates with less friction. You can see how this connects directly to signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time. Three things people get wrong about self-awareness. After decades of watching people try to build this skill, the same misconceptions keep appearing. The mistake: self-awareness means spending a lot of time thinking about yourself. Why it happens: people confuse reflection with rumination. What to do instead? Self-awareness is not volume of thought. It is precision. You need to notice what is happening, name it accurately, and move. Long spirals of self-analysis are not self-awareness. They are often a way of avoiding action. The mistake: if you feel something strongly, you must be right about it. Why it happens: emotions feel like evidence. What to do instead? Strong feelings are information, not conclusions. A self-aware person feels the anger and then asks, what is this telling me, and how much of it belongs to this moment versus an older wound? That distinction changes everything about how you respond. You can explore how unexamined emotional reactions affect feedback quality in what the confidence competence loop reveals about why some people give better feedback. The mistake: self-awareness is a fixed trait. Either you have it or you do not. Why it happens: it feels that way because the people who lack it rarely know they do. What to do instead? Self-awareness is a skill built through deliberate practice. It grows when you create the conditions for honest reflection, reviewing your reactions, asking people you trust for direct feedback, and staying curious about your blind spots rather than defending them. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Three moments where this skill changes everything. In a feedback conversation, a team member delivers a quarterly update that misses the mark. His manager begins to feel the familiar pool of impatience. A self-aware manager notices that pool, recognizes it as impatience rather than useful frustration, and chooses to ask a question instead of making a correction. The conversation goes somewhere productive instead of somewhere defensive. The article, How to Use the Core Framework to Stay Calm, when feedback triggers a defensive reaction, gives you a practical system for exactly these moments. In a team under pressure, two colleagues clash over priorities during a tight deadline. One of them knows she gets sharp when she feels unheard. She recognizes that her tone has gone cold, catches it, and says, I want to come back to this when I can give it proper attention. That one move prevents a conflict that would have taken days to repair. For more on how this dynamic plays out at the team level, see how the confidence competence loop explains why some teams build synergy faster than others. In a long-term pattern, a senior leader I worked with had a habit of talking over people in meetings. He was not doing it to dominate. He was doing it because he was anxious, and talking felt like managing the anxiety. He did not know this until someone he trusted told him directly, and he had the self-awareness to sit with it rather than dismiss it. Within 3 months, his team described him as a completely different person to be in a room with. Nothing changed except what he could see in himself. Building the habit of noticing. Self-awareness does not appear through good intentions. It is built through a specific kind of practice, repeated often enough to become second nature. Start small. At the end of a conversation that went sideways, ask yourself 3 questions. What did I feel in that moment? What did I do with that feeling? What would I do differently if I had it again? That is it. 5 minutes, done honestly, builds more self-knowledge than hours of vague reflection. The second practice is naming emotions with precision. Not I was stressed. Stressed is a category, not an insight. Were you anxious, resentful, embarrassed, overwhelmed, or afraid? The more precisely you can name what happened inside you, the more you can work with it rather than be worked by it. If you want to understand how self-knowledge connects to confidence and communication skills over time, the framework in How the Confidence Competence Loop explains why some managers handle workplace tension better than others gives the progression a clear shape. And if you are ready to put these ideas to work inside a real conversation, How to Use the Confidence Competence Loop to Make Your Team Synergy Conversations Less Terrifying shows you exactly how. This much I know for certain: the people who communicate best are not the ones who feel less. They are the ones who see their feelings clearly enough to choose what they do next. Emotional intelligence, self-awareness, is that seeing. It is the ground everything else grows from, and it is always, always where the work begins. Frequently asked questions. What is emotional intelligence self-awareness? Emotional intelligence self-awareness is the ability to notice your own emotions, impulses, and patterns as they happen, not after the fact. It means recognizing what you're feeling, why you're feeling it, and how that emotional state is likely to shape your next action or word. Why is self-awareness the foundation of emotional intelligence? Without self-awareness, you cannot manage your emotions, read other people accurately, or respond rather than react. Every other emotional skill depends on first knowing what is happening inside you. Self-awareness is the ground all the other skills grow from. How do you build self-awareness in emotional intelligence? You build it through deliberate practice, pausing before you respond, naming your emotional state with precision, and reviewing moments where your reactions surprised you. A daily habit of honest reflection, even 5 minutes, builds real self-knowledge over time. What does poor self-awareness look like at work? It shows up as defensiveness to feedback, repeated conflicts with the same colleagues, difficulty understanding why your message did not land, and a pattern of blaming circumstances rather than examining your own contribution. These are signs your inner landscape is invisible to you. Is self-awareness the same as being self-critical? No. Self-awareness means seeing yourself clearly, not harshly. Being self-critical is a judgment. Being self-aware is an observation. The goal is to notice your emotional patterns without condemning them, so you can choose your response rather than be driven by habit. Can you improve self-awareness if you have been reactive for years? Yes, and I have seen people do it at every age. Reactive patterns are habits, not character. With consistent practice, naming emotions in real time and reviewing your triggers honestly, you can develop genuine self-awareness even if you've been operating on autopilot for decades. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.